Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Having a miserable week? Well, hang in there, because we are back with your favorite Avatar The Last Airbender rewatch podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Zach Muhammad, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend, Jacob Redman. Jacob, how you doing today?
I am doing great, Zach. I've been traveling a bit. I'm excited to do this brand steal, but I felt like Team Avatar myself, you know, doing different adventures around. It's been great. Some season one type travels, not season two stuff. We're not in the serious parts yet.
Adventures. I too had some fun adventures this past week, and I'm excited to take a break and get into this brand steal. So,
whoa, Zach, what are you talking about? This is one of the fun adventures. This is like mid-season finale adventure for me. A brand steal with you? I mean, come on.
Facts. No, you're right. A brand steal. I've never done a brand steal before or been on steal podcast, so I'm super excited to do one. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, you know, a great combination of things that I love, you know, animated children's TV and reality TV. Like, this is the perfect cross-section. This Venn diagram is me right here, so very excited to talk about this.
Nice. And then there was something else you wanted to get into, so...
Yes. So before we get too far into it, there has been something that's been living rent-free in my head for a few days now. So I just wanted to get your opinion real quick. If you have bottled water and you pour it into a glass, is it still bottled water?
No, it's just water in a glass.
Zach, this is why we get along. Okay. You know what? This is like the ultimate way that I can tell if I like will vibe with someone is if they say that it's bottled water, they're objectively wrong. But you know what? All the important people are saying that it's a glass of water. So, all right. Thank goodness.
Who did you have this debate with? If you don't mind me asking, just a friend of yours or
this was actually former guest Felipe. We were in New York this weekend. We went to a Yankees game and they asked the question there on the Jumbotron to all the Yankees players. And everyone at the game, there are lots of people there. They all told me, they were like, no, it is objectively not bottled, or it is still bottled water when it's out of glass. And it baffled me. But it's all right. You know, as long as you agree, that's all I need.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I don't have much to add on to it. Just like, yeah, that's my opinion. I have nothing else to say.
Well, see, I was ready to like full on argue with you, but it's like objectively not bottled water. Like once it's not in a bottle, it's not bottled water. That's just the long and short of it. So there you go. All right.
Yeah, I agree. If somebody does think it's still bottled water, I'm not going to fight them myself. I'll let them have their opinion, let them live with that. But yeah, I think it's just water in a glass. I mean, it's out of the bottle, right? So therefore it's not bottled anymore.
Facts. This bodes very well. I'm glad that we are, you know, on the same wavelength here as you drink your bottled water.
Oh, true. Good call. Yeah. Sipping on my bottled water.
Also, if you pour water into bottled water, I don't think it becomes bottled water either. Maybe that's more controversial.
Can you repeat that, please?
If I get tap water and I put it in a bottle, I don't think that becomes bottled water. Like, I think bottled water has to be like packaged as bottled water.
I think tap water it's still bottled though. It's like you're just doing the bottling yourself rather than the people in the factory, right?
Okay. So, yeah, it's DIY.
I don't know if
bottling.
I agree with that. Yeah, DIY bottling, exactly.
Okay. No, that's fair. I did not feel as strong about that one anyway. So
yeah.
All right. We're not here to talk about bottled water. We're not even here to talk about the weather, which we haven't done in a few weeks, Zach. We are here to talk about a Survivor season with our favorite Avatar characters. First, should we do like a cast reveal? Is that what we should go through?
Yeah, we should go tribe by tribe is what I was thinking.
Yes. You know, I think there's going to be some controversy here. Some people that were left out, you know, maybe some people that, you know, people think should have switched tribes. But I've got to say there's some people that could be on every tribe.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. There's a lot of characters. It was kind of tough casting this, to be honest. Like, for example, Appa and Momo are significant snubs, I think. But I did not know where exactly to put them, to be honest, as non-humanoid characters.
I agree. Like, Appa's not giving you anything in confessionals that's usable. Like, you cannot have Appa on a Survivor season.
So, yeah, yes, I mean, I love Appa. Snubbed,
but...
I love him, but yeah, I don't think he would bode well on a Survivor season. So, yeah, where should we start? Should we start with this Braun tribe?
Let's start with the Braun tribe. And maybe we can start off with the person that I think would have been a first pick for every single tribe. And that's Azula. Azula could have been on any of these tribes, like Braun, Beauty, Brains. Like, yeah, Azula has it all. But we ended up going Braun here.
Yeah, I think this tribe, the interesting story here is like, will Azula be able to claw her way to power and control this tribe from the inside? And that's what I'm very interested to see. Will she be able to run the game from here, from the Braun tribe?
Yeah, I kind of think that wherever she is, she will be able to run the game. And I think with the Braun tribe, like they're not gonna see her as like the threat as the Brain tribe would. I think the Brain tribe would clock her a lot faster. So I think a good spot here for her. Then like the other people we have on the Braun tribe, we have Bumi. You know, he's got this like crazy picture that you have here, Zach. Just deranged eyes. We also have Pipsqueak. Thank goodness we have Pipsqueak. Zach, how is Pipsqueak feeling going into the into Survivor?
Pipsqueak is feeling great. He's going to forage some lychee nuts on the island, and he will stay fed.
That is true. He's actually a provider, so this will work out quite well for Pipsqueak. I think he'll be very popular around camp. We also have Suki. I feel like Suki is going to be like just like the person that everyone wants to get along with. Maybe not on this tribe. This tribe may not be great, but you know, if Suki's getting to like emerge, I feel like Suki's quite the threat.
I agree. Suki's kind of my dark horse to win, to be honest. If she can make it out of this Braun tribe, hopefully if the bull, like, or spoilers on some of the other people here, but if some of the Braun tribe people like attack each other and she's able to skate by, I think she's got a good shot at winning this thing.
Yeah. Okay. If that's your winner pick, I love it.
I don't know if she's my winner pick, but she's a dark horse to win. That's
a dark horse to win. I like it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. After our tribe reveal, we should give our winner picks, by the way.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We also have the Boulder, entering the race. I feel like the Boulder is either going to like immediately flame out or never lose the competition.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the Boulder's here. He's ready to lay the smack down on fools, and I'm excited to see what he ends up doing.
All I have to say is the visibility is going to be high. I mean, this is going to be an over-the-top edit. It could flame out in one episode, or it could be the whole season arc. But this is like, yeah, this is going to be the like over-the-top edit for sure.
Well, hopefully he's not OTTN and immediately bounced. So we'll see how it goes.
We'll see. And then obviously we had to have the best, the most brawniest brawn of all, Toph, Beifong, literal child. Is actually the brawniest?
I think brawniest, most brawny, I'm not sure.
But most anyways, brawny, that's right. That sounds like most like LeBron, like.
true. Anyways, continue your point, but you're right.
We have Toph. I already messed it up by trying to like conjugate brawn, I guess. It's too difficult. It's not even conjugate. Jeez. Let's move on. Who's on the beauty tribe, Zach?
Well, we'll start off on the beauty tribe. We're starting off with Aang. Aang, he's a monk. He's got all that inner beauty stuff down. So Aang was kind of one of the easier people to cast for beauty, I think. He was the easiest male to cast on beauty, for sure.
Really? Because I thought the next person that we cast on beauty was like a complete lock.
Really? Okay, there we go.
We have Jet. And in the first episode in season one, Katara sees Jet and immediately is smitten with him. I mean, she locks eyes with him and she is like, she's in it. you know, she's like trying to sneak away from her friends and hang out with him. Like, she's there. So I think Jet's the most clear beauty tribe member.
That's fair. I mean, Jet's like objectively handsome within the confines of the Avatar Last Airbender universe. Like, he's colloquially seen as handsome. So that's fair. I'll give you that. I guess he is the lock for beauty.
Yeah. Actually, I think the next person also a lock for beauty, a late addition to the Brand Steel. But we have June, who Ira was smitten with in the episode that she was introduced.
Yeah, I forgot about old pervy Iroh in that episode, to be honest. Not his best look. But yeah, June is a very beautiful lady. And yeah, she's here with her sheer shoe ready to beat everybody up. So let's see what June does.
Oh, she gets to bring the sheer shoe to the island. Okay, if that is canon, then if June does not win the season, something went wrong. What?
Yeah, oh, I mean, she's just allowed to bring it. Why not? That's what Jeff Probst allowed. I mean, we also have a literal 12-year-old. There's no age restrictions. There's no nothing. So,
well, I mean, Jeff Probst wants teens to play Survivor. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We're giving him his wish. A season that's like mostly teens.
No, you're right. 100%. It's like mostly children.
Does Aang get to bring Appa and Momo then?
Okay, maybe June shouldn't bring the sheer shoe. On second thought, maybe no sheer shoe for June. She's going to have to win. Maybe she can bring her whip, and that's about it. The whip she uses to whip the sheer shoe. That's the only thing. That could be her, like, luxury item or something.
Wow. Okay. All right. I see that. bringing a whip to the island, that's something. We also have Katara on the beauty tribe. You know, Katara is another person I think could go on many of the tribes.
Yes.
But I kind of like that we start off with Katara having Aang and Jet on the same tribe.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see which way Katara goes. For those of you who never listened to a Brand Steel before, Brand Steels are completely random. So it's not like Katara and Aang are just going to automatically work together. We have no say in what's going to happen. So who knows? We could have a Katara Jet showmance running the game from here on out. We'll see.
True. We also have Ty Lee on the beauty tribe. This seems like the right place for Ty Lee to go.
Yeah, I thought Ty Lee was one of the locks for beauty right away. She was an early addition to casting and she was on beauty this whole time. And yeah, let's see what Ty Lee does. I think like Ty Lee might not care about the game too much, if that makes sense. She might just be there enjoying herself, having a fun time. Let's see if Ty Lee really wants to win this thing.
Yeah, Tylee's gonna, like, she's gonna go out fifth. She's gonna have a great time. She's gonna, like, be, like, the person's always smiling. Like, that's, like, the Tylee arc. I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. Unless Azula, like, whips her into shape, or June, obviously, who gets to bring a whip, whips her into shape and, like, really weaponizes her. I feel like she's just there to have a good time.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And then, rounding out the beauty tribe, we have Zuko, and the picture that you picked for Zuko, he just looks so happy. Like, it's just a slight smile. This picture of Zuko, it just makes my day. So, Zach, hats off to you.
I don't even know. Is that from season 3? It must be, right?
It is from season 3.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. I'm glad that that is the picture we went with. He just looks so at peace. So, you know, thank you, Zach. That's the type of beauty that we need on the beauty tribe.
Oh, shucks. Well, nice, wholesome, feel-good moment right here.
True that. Then we have the Brains tribe, and I have to say, if the Brawn tribe and the Beauty tribe has an average age or like median age of like, you know, 15, the Brains tribe is old. The Brains tribe is ancient. I mean, wisdom, I guess, comes with age, but wow, we have some old folks on this tribe, Zach.
Yeah, and I wonder how our two younger folks on this tribe are going to fare. I feel like the old people will be smart to just stick together.
I agree. Especially like, yeah, getting in, like, we'll get there in a second, but one of the younger people, I don't think is going to vibe with anyone on this tribe. I think she might quit.
oh, no.
But anyway.
Can people quit in Brand Steels? Is that a thing that's in the algorithm?
Yes. Brand Steel is wild. Like, literally anything can happen at any point. This thing is, like, unhinged. It is...
Okay.
It is, like, shot in the head. It will do whatever it wants. Yeah. But, so, on the Brand tribe, we have Aunt Wu. You know, one of the best jokes in the entire series. the Aunt Wu, Aunt Who joke. We had to get Aunt Wu in here. Also, you know, can tell the weather. So if it's going to be a rainy season, Aunt Wu will be, be ready to give the weather forecast.
Yeah, she was also smart enough to con her whole village, so I feel like this is good casting to have Aunt Wu on the brains tribe.
That's fair. Yeah. I think my answers were a lot dumber why she was on the brains tribe, but I did forget she literally conned an entire village to do exactly what she wanted. My bad. Then we have probably like one of the most wise people in the show. We have Uncle Iroh, just like full of wisdom. I think he's going to probably teach a lot. Even if he doesn't go very far, I think he'll have a lasting impact on how people think about the season.
Yeah, I hope Iroh makes a deep run here. I hope they don't clip him early because he's too big of a threat. But I just hope Iroh can make it deep and I hope he's like at the very least like one of the fallen goddesses or robbed angels or whatever the term is for like the person who comes just short.
Yeah. Robbed Gita Otis.
Yes, Rob G. Yes. Dot Otis indeed for Iroh.
Then we have someone who, you know, talks a big game on the Brains tribe. We've got Long Fang, head of the Dai Li. I was very high on him in the first episode, seeing how like well he was manipulating everything. And then Azula absolutely just dominated him whenever she was trying to take over power. So I've got to say, like, I hope he does well. Maybe he's going to get redemption here, but I think he might be the weakest on the Brains tribe.
Wow, interesting take. He might be the weakest. I guess. The thing is, will he have, like, let's say he runs into Azula, like a merge or a swap. Will he have, like, PTSD from that and, like, not want to do anything with her? I don't know. We'll see.
I think he'll immediately bow down and be like, great. You are, whatever you say goes. And that's how it'll be. So we'll see how that goes with Long Fang. Here's a person who I think has the biggest chance to quit. That could be the Lindsay of the season. We've got May on a tribe of people that I do not think she will vibe with at all. I love May, but May is very particular. I'm not sure she's going to have a great time.
You don't think May will absorb nuggets of wisdom from Iroh and leave this island a better person? You don't think that'll happen?
Maybe. I think like the moment Aunt Wu starts talking, she's just like, oh God, why bother? Like, it's just going to be so miserable for her. So I wish her well. Maybe she'll like throw a few challenges, try to get some people out on her tribe so that she can just be alone. I feel like that's what she would want the most, is a tribe of one.
Well, maybe she can get like sent to exile or something. Who knows?
The goal is to get sent away so that you don't have to hang out with the rest of the tribe. I love it. Next person we have is Sokka, obviously a brain. You know, he will turn into one of the best military strategists as we go. Even through season two, he's done lots of things where he is, you know, really stepping up, taking a lot of responsibility, coming up with clever solutions. I think he is going to be the person who's gonna, you know, maybe do something a little sneaky. Maybe he's gonna come up with a clever plan. Do something we haven't seen before. So I'm excited to see what we get out of Sokka here.
Yeah, I agree. And if we assume May is going to be like the first boot or consensus, like odd one out, then I think Sokka has an in with all these old folks. And I'm excited to see where he goes.
Yeah, Sokka has an old soul, I feel. Like he's mm-hmm. very immature, maybe not old is not the right word. But he just like he has an air where like I feel like he would get along well with old people.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree with that, definitely. Unlike May, who definitely won't get along with any old people.
Nope, not one bit. And thankfully, Sokka has a friend already on the island with him. The Mechanist will be rounding out the Brains tribe. Together, the two of them are going to create some like wild, wild ideas of what they're doing. I'm excited to see where that goes. I feel like the Mechanist and Sokka, like together, might have the type of energy that a Tony would have, just like crazy, coming up with the wildest, wildest thing. So I'm excited to see what we have in store there.
Yeah, I already heard they're planning on like conceptualizing some stink bombs to throw at other people in the challenges. So there you go. That's the word on the street.
That would work. Although, yeah, I guess I was going to say, you know what? If June gets to bring a full ass whip, then the Mechanist gets to bring some stink. So...
And that rounds out our cast. So if we are, well, I'll repeat it because why not? So on the bronze try, we have Pipsqueak, Toph, Boomy, Azula, Suki, and the Boulder. On the beauty tribe, we have Aang, Katara, Ty Lee, Zuko, Jet, and June. And on the brains tribe, we have Sokka, the Mechanist, Iroh, Antwu, Mei, and Longfang rounding out the tribe. So
yeah,
there we go.
There you go. All right. Well, who's your winner pick, Zach?
My winner pick is... I'm going to go with Boomy. I like where Boomy is. I think he's in a good spot on the Brawn tribe. I feel like they're going to... Like, I feel like the Boulder and Toph might butt heads, and he'll be able to come out of that unscathed. So I'm going to go with Boomy as my winner pick. What about you?
I think I'm going to go with Zuko. I think Zuko has a lock on this one. I feel like he has relationships with a lot of these people. I feel like, you know, maybe it's just the picture you picked, but I really do feel like he is just coming in this game with so much positive energy, Zach. Like, I'm so much happier seeing this photo today, you know? So Zuko is going to take it away. It's the beauty of the photo that will carry him to the win.
Positive energy, Zuko. All right, let's start it up.
Exactly. All right. We will get started and we'll share this link. And so we will be able to, other people will be able to follow along as well.
Yeah.
We will also like read stuff out. So, we're going to get the first impression vote. Each tribe is going to select a leader. So we've got the Brawn tribe with Pipsqueak, the Beauty tribe with Jet, and the Brains tribe with the Mechanist. Any surprises on who is the leader of each group?
I'm surprised Azula was not the leader of the Brawn tribe and they went with Pipsqueak instead. I'm interested if she like didn't want to be the leader. She didn't want to make herself known very early. She wanted to take a back seat. I wonder why.
Yeah, Azula's not the type of person that needs to lead from the front. You know, she has so much influence, not out there in front of everyone that I think she'll be fine. I think she doesn't need to be named the leader to actually be the leader. I think the biggest surprise to me is the Beauty Tribe selecting Jet. I was expecting Aang to get jealous, maybe even Zuko getting jealous of Katara's attention on him, and then like want to vote someone else. But hey, we've got Jet here as the leader. The Mechanist makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. The Mechanist makes sense.
All right, so now each leader is going to pick who they think is weakest. Wow, this is actually pretty surprising. Pipsqueak selects Toph. I guess on first impressions, that might be true, but Pipsqueak's never been more incorrect. Jet selects Ty Lee. Okay, I can see it. The Mechanist selects Sokka. Maybe
that makes sense. The Mechanist selecting Sokka, I think. Who else? I guess Aunt Wu might be the other person as an option for the weakest. Because I feel like everyone else, Mei, Longfang, and Iroh, they're all stronger than Sokka, I would say.
No, that is fair. But I would expect their prior relationship to have, maybe made them not as willing to call him out for being the weakest. But maybe it's not going to put a target on his back. We'll see. Now they all have the choice to either take a clue to the idol or an extra bag of rice. Toph takes the hidden immunity idol. She's got to be a beast at finding idols. I mean, she can feel vibrations in the ground. Like, she has to be able to, like, easily see exactly where the idol is. Incredibly broken.
I did not think of that. You're absolutely right. Toph is going to be a master at finding these idols. Holy.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a lot to see. In fact, all of the people are going to pick the clue to the hidden immunity idol. Toph's about to break this game. I'm very excited. All right, so we'll get to some alliances. Let's see what is forming. On the Bronze Tribe, we have an alliance of Azula, Suki, and the Boulder. The Boulder's the most loyal to these people. What do you think bonded these people together on that
tribe? I have no clue. I mean, Azula might just see the Boulder's muscles and be like, that's strength, that he's just kind of an idiot, that's someone she can control. I'm surprised Suki is bonded with Azula. Maybe she's like, keep your enemies close to you. That's what I was thinking,
because, Suki and Azula, they've got beef. They don't like each other. I would have expected that maybe they weren't going to get along. Maybe the Boulder is like the thing that keeps them together. You know, the Boulder is the connector between the two.
Maybe that's why he's the most loyal. That's a good theory you got there.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe they both want to use the Boulder as a giant shield. On the beauty tribe, we have Ty Lee and Zuko. This makes sense. You know, they're friends from back in the day. So Ty Lee and Zuko, lots to bond over. You know, Ty Lee just saw how happy Zuko is and just was so excited to work.
Yeah, she saw how positive his energy was. Ty Lee is obviously a very positive person herself, so it works out. She saw like season 3 Zuko all happy and decided to work with him.
I need to know what screen cap this picture's from. So when we get to that episode, I appreciate the moment when he smiles like that. That's like very important to me that we see that. And then on the brain shred, we have an alliance that just makes sense. We have Sokka and the Mechanist that are going to pair up together. There must have been some shenanigans. They pre-gamed a little bit, said like, okay, like if you need to call me out publicly, you can. So the Mechanist called out Sokka, and that might hide their alliance a bit from the brain tribe.
True, and it's also smart because he called him out, and now Sokka has an idol clue. So between the two of them using their brains, they can definitely find an idol here. So that was pretty intelligent.
Big brain stuff from the brain tribe. We love to see it. We're going to get to the immunity challenge, and the beauty tribe wins immunity and a fire making kit. I don't really want to read all the challenges. They're the challenges.
No, don't read all the challenge stuff. We'll see who else won immunity. Oh, the brains tribe.
And the brains tribe. Oh, so Braun is going to tribal first. Okay. I'm excited to see what happens there. I have to assume that Azula is about to dominate this vote, but
you think Azula is going to dominate this vote? We'll see. So who do you think is going home? I think it's going to be, sadly, I think Boomy is not in any alliance.
That so is
I think
true.
Boomy
oh
could
my
be
gosh.
Going home. My winner pick could be going home first.
Your winner pick could be going home first. We go back to the Braun tribe and we see no one's found the idol. And the alliance between Azula, Suki, and the Boulder is very strong. All loyalty 9. You have to assume this is a block voting against each other. So it puts the other people at a huge risk. So I'd be worried for Boomy.
Yeah, I'd be worried for Boomy. I'm worried for Toph. I'm worried for Pipsqueak. I don't know. One of my three like favorites is going home right here. I'm kind of disappointed.
Oh my goodness. It's too much. Oh, wow. So on the beauty tribe, June must have had her Shirshu with her on the island because she found the idol. Again, yeah, let's say canon Shirshu's on the island, that's also game breaking. You have someone who can feel vibrations. You have someone, who literally can smell down anything. So she found the idol, and the behavior of Zuko is rubbing the tribe the wrong way. Is he back to angsty Zuko? Is that what he's getting?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's also like, remember that episode where he got sick and then he just like drank all the water and like threw it? I feel like he might just drinking stuff, throwing it all over the place, just not being a great camp person to live with.
That's fair. But he's been camping before. He's had to live out there. So, maybe he'll get accustomed to it. Steal an ostrich horse to get around, something like that. Yeah, nothing ton on the brain tribe. Iroh and Mei bond slightly, but let's get to tribal. At tribal, we have everyone voting. First vote goes to Pipsqueak. Zach, are you worried?
Yeah, I'm worried. I was collecting lychee nuts for the group, and yet they still put votes on me. Tisk, tisk.
They must have thought he was going to look for the idol. You know, he came back with like a bunch of lychee nuts, and they were like, what the hell is this? And he's like, I've been collecting these for hours. Like, what do you want from me? Anyway, all right, so Pipsqueak, Suki, 1-1, 2-1 Pipsqueak, 2-2, could we get a tie? 3-2 Pipsqueak, Pipsqueak is going home. The tribe has spoken.
Pipsqueak, the tribe has spoken.
Too bad. We had Boomy and Pipsqueak voting for Suki. Boomy, obviously, will like just vote however he wants. I'm sure he doesn't care about the numbers. He's just going to do what he needs to do. So that does make sense.
True. I feel like Boomy could play from the bottom here, so I'm not too worried. And then Toph joined the majority alliance and voted for Pipsqueak along with the Boulder, Azula, and
Suki.
Suki, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. Our first fallen person is going to be Pipsqueak.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, let's see if there's any update on the alliances. Nothing from the Braun tribe, nothing from the beauty, and nothing from the brain. Let's get to immunity, where we see that the brains tribe wins immunity. They win some spices, and the beauty tribe wins again, which means the Braun tribe is not looking good.
No, the Braun tribe's a mess, just like the Braun tribe and Ko Rong.
Yeah, it's not looking great here for the Braun tribe. And I'm even more worried for Boomy now. So let's hope something happens.
Let's hope he can find an idol or something.
The idol is already found.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah.
Suki found that.
Oh yeah. So Suki found the idol. Oh, Boomy and Suki bond. Will that be enough to save Boomy? Maybe the votes can go on top. So Suki is going to find the idol here, going into tribal. Aang and Zuko bond a lot on the beauty tribe. Is it over their like dislike of Jet? They're like, this guy's a bad guy. We don't like him. We thought he was literally dead. So not even sure how he's showing up to play. Is that what they bonded over, Zach?
Yeah, I think that's what they bonded over. That's a good working theory you got there. Also, it's pretty funny. They're like, why is Jet here? He's supposed to be dead.
Yeah, they're like, we literally saw him get, like, conked out. He's goner. And somehow he shows up, stealing Katara away from both of them. Long Fang has found the idol on the Brains tribe. I was giving him some crap earlier, but he has found the idol. He's looking like pretty good here. And we have Sokka and the Mechanist having a small fight. Was it over like what smell to put in? Like skunk versus like garbage? I don't know bad smells.
Skunk versus garbage. The heated debate that had them fight each other. Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
The nation is split over skunk versus garbage.
The whole nation waiting with bated breath to see what they'll choose, skunk or garbage.
Yep, exactly. I pick skunk, personally. So,
well, I go with garbage. Screw you, ooh, Jacob. No, I'm kidding. Right. I'm kidding.
Time to fight.
Put him up.
Anyway, we're going to get to the Braun tribe. Suki's not going to play the idol here. The first vote goes to Toph. Second vote goes to Toph. Third vote, Suki. Could it be a reverse sweep? Oh, fourth vote, Suki. 2-2. Did Suki mess up not playing the idol? Oh no, it's Toph going home. Toph voted out. That's a big one to lose, Zach.
Yeah, I agree. It sucks to lose Toph this early. I wanted to see her in an immunity challenge, like earth surfing around and doing all her stuff. And yeah, it's disappointing to lose Toph this early.
Yeah, I really do feel like Toph is like broken in the challenges. It's shocking that they lost the first two challenges. I feel like she should have just been able to win. Maybe she was trying to lay low. But you know, she was already seen as the weakest on the tribe, so not looking good for her. But almost even worse is that Boomy voted for Suki again. Like, that relationship really has to be pretty strained at this point.
Yeah, it's very strained, and Boomy's just voting incorrectly once again. So if Braun goes to tribal, that means Boomy's on the chopping block for sure.
For sure. Let's hope that they can turn it around.
Yeah.
And we can get to the next episode. So already we see the Braun tribe is down two members. Very sad. Now we get to see who's going to be the Purple Pants badass of the season.
Who's going to be the third? Who's going to be the third boot? We'll see.
Nothing new on the Braun tribe. Nothing new in the beauty. And nothing new in the brains in terms of alliances. We'll get to immunity here. The beauty tribe wins immunity. They win a bunch of comfort and shelter items. The Brains tribe wins immunity, which means the Braun tribe is getting decimated over here.
Holy, no kidding. They're just getting wrecked, man.
Man, this is, it's not looking good. This is, yeah, this could be pretty bad. Luzon lost three members, but in four boots. It wasn't 1-2-3. It was like 1-2-4. So.
Yes, it was. The Brains tribe in Kageyan.
Yes, yeah, in the season that we're playing. But we're going to have to get to the Braun tribe events. So Suki still has the idol. Azula and Suki are bonding a lot. Apparently, they don't even need the boulder to hang out. They're getting along very well themselves.
They're just vibing.
Is it just like the fact that they're like two absolutely alpha women that are just like we rock? Like, is that like what they're bonding over?
I guess so. I guess Azula sees everyone else on the tribe and is like, Suki's the one she can just bond with. And like, I guess Toph is an alpha woman too, though, but they voted her out. So I don't know.
That's true. That is true. maybe it wasn't that they didn't have the initial bond there, but we get to the beauty tribe and Aang is rubbing the tribe the wrong way. Is he just like going on his little like ball of air and just like knocking things over at camp?
Yeah, I think he's trying to entertain everybody and he's doing his like little jig and his little trick with the air balls that he does.
Yeah.
And like, it's nobody's being entertained, sadly, for Aang.
Or he made the entire tribe. He's like, great, let's play airball. And they're like, Aang, you're the only one who can play. You're the only airbender. It's in the name of the show. You're the last one. We can't play airball. And he's like, oh, man.
Yeah, that's definitely I think something that could have happened, especially because he tried playing airball with Sokka the one time, just destroyed him. Aang just wants some easy dubs.
Just demolished him. I mean, they've been winning the challenges so easily, which makes sense because, you know, Aang, like, if there's any sort of challenge, it's like, go run and get this. Like, Aang is just, like, you know, instantly there. Any challenge where you have to jump, he obviously can jump high, like... I think Aang might be going far in this season.
True. If Aang makes the merge, he could go on an immunity run here.
Yeah. And then the skunk versus garbage fight has been heating up. In fact, the alliance between Sokka and the Mechanist is even weaker as skunk versus garbage is just rocking the nation. Everyone has to pick a side.
Yeah, they just can't separate their differences between skunk and garbage and what to use on these stink bombs. And yeah, they're just beefing now almost. Their alliance is very weak. Longfang still has the idol. Wonder what's going to happen when these people go to tribal council.
It's not going to be good. There will be fireworks or smellworks of some kind. But before that, we're going to get to the Braun tribe where Suki does not trust the alliance that she has formed and she plays her idol despite being in a three-person alliance with the tribe. First vote goes to Suki, does not count. Then second vote, Bumi. Third vote, Bumi. And the person leaving is Bumi. Suki really misplayed her idol here. Why did she not trust Azula?
Yeah, why did she waste her idol here? I guess deep down, she just didn't trust Azula. She thought Azula might turn on her. What a waste of an idol, though. Ay-yi-yi.
Huge misplay here. Absolutely terrible. Because now if they go again to a tribal, like maybe she's bonded enough with Azula, but it's just very surprising that she would play it here. Maybe Azula convinced her, like, oh no, the boulder's going to flip on you. Like, you got to play your idol, hoping to flush it out, but... If that was the case, then it's a misplay by Azula because I think that they had a strong bond. I'm not impressed with the move from Suki.
No, me neither. Terrible gameplay.
Yeah. Even more sad is that you've lost your winner pick before we even got really started.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, it sucks. I thought Bumi would go deep. I guess I was wrong. I thought they'd at least win one immunity, okay? How the heck was I supposed to know they'd suck? They'd suck so bad at these immunities.
I mean, you would have thought so. They have Azula, they've got Toph, they've got Bumi. Like, these are, like, incredible people at the challenges. Bumi's not even going to make the, like, tribe swap. I'm really sorry, Zach.
It's all good. I mean, that's life.
He's gone. We'll get to the next episode after the huge misplay from Suki. The Braun tribe is completely decimated with the alliance that started the game. The other tribes are completely intact. This alliance on the Braun tribe is still extremely strong, even though they have no one else on that tribe. They're at least having fun with themselves. Hopefully they don't have to go to another tribal. Nothing new on the Beauty tribe and on the Brain tribe. We only have the weak alliance between Sokka and the Mechanist as Skunk vs. Garbage is just rocking the tribe.
Yeah, even the whole tribe's in on it. They're all beefing about it. Long Fang is Team Garbage and Aunt Wu's Team Skunk.
Oh, man. Thank goodness Aunt Wu's Team Skunk. A woman with taste. That's all I have to say. We get to the reward challenge, and the Braun tribe decides to pull out a win when they didn't even need it. They get chickens and a rooster. Hopefully they can use this to win immunity because they are just decimated. With the Beauty tribe winning next. So Brains is not winning the reward. But, you know, maybe they didn't even want to. Maybe they thought conserve our energy for the immunity.
Yeah, and Sokka and the Mechanist would have wasted all the eggs concocting some, like, stink bombs or some sort, so.
That's true. Longfang was like, no, we are not splitting the tribe in three. Mei was like, look, I don't care to pick sides, but we're not getting eggs here. Like, rotten egg is not going to be the option. So good call on that one, Zach.
Thank you.
That was good. But now we'll get to immunity. Let's see if the Braun tribe can win. Okay.
They finally win an immunity. The Braun tribe does it. They pull it out.
Thank goodness. So Braun tribe wins immunity. Brain tribe wins as well. I guess they can put aside their differences, or maybe actually, like, since it's like three, there's six people and only three can play. They had like Team Skunk go and play, this immunity.
Oh, smart. Team Skunk, just the three people on the same side, just doing it up.
Sokka, Aunt Wu, and Iroh all decided to team up because there's just too much tension between Team Garbage and Team Skunk. It was just too much.
There we go.
All right. We'll get to the Braun tribe events. Suki and the Boulder bond slightly. We'll see if that's more important than the bond that Suki and Azula had. But this is a tight three. We might see the same sort of thing come out of like the real the tribe in Kageyan as well. We'll see.
Yeah,
if,
true.
They stick together.
Yeah, that's a good point. They could stick together and control the game from here on out, like the intentional Matt Singh from Philippines.
Yeah. Although anyone intentionally trying to get rid of Toph is wild. You've already messed up if that's what you're doing. Oh, no. Katara and Jet have a small fight. Yeah, too bad. Jet probably was trying to, like, do some, like, sketchy stuff. Katara's like, that's against the rules.
Jet wanted to flood one of the other tribes and drown all of them, and then Katara was put a kibosh on that.
Exactly. Katara's like, no, we're not going to flood someone's tribe. They're like, but there are firebenders on that tribe, Katara. There are firebenders. And then Katara's like, there's a firebender on our tribe. Zuko's right there.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what happened. You summed up the events very well.
Thank you very much. And then we get to the Brain tribe where literally nothing happens. Great. We got a tribal council here on the Beauty Tribe. June's not going to play the idol, and I might shed a tear because the first vote goes to Zuko, and so does the second. And I mean, he's just so happy. Don't vote him out. Third vote goes Katara. Fourth vote, Zuko. 3-2 Katara. And, oh.
3-3 Katara. We have ourselves a tie here. So we're going to re-vote, and if it's still tied on the re-vote, we're going to rocks.
Wow. I mean, you have to assume that Jet was targeting Zuko. We'll have to see in a second. But a revote on the first vote, that's going to really divide the tribe no matter what happens.
No, you're absolutely right. This tribe is going to be divided for sure after a dominant start to the game.
All right. Well, let's see what happens. I'd actually be very surprised if Katara goes here. You'd have to assume she has Aang and Jet locked up. So we'll see what happens here. First vote goes to Zuko. Okay, 1-1 Zuko Katara, 2-1 Zuko, 2-1 Katara has a vote, and it is tied again.
Ay, 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 we're going to rocks this early.
Only in Brant Steel.
Yeah, Brant's in Brant Steels, that's the one thing. They love going to rocks in Brant Steels, and I feel like that doesn't happen as often in real life as it does in these Brant Steels.
No, never. Like, The Brant Steel algorithm is like just, yeah, it is insane. But, you know, we're going to rocks. Thank goodness Zuko's there fighting another day. Could June get in trouble here, not playing her idol and then rocked out?
True. That's a good point. You're right. She could get rocked out here.
We will see. So there's still a tie. We're going to have people draw rocks. Whoever gets the purple rock will leave. And it is Jet. Oh.
Jet, the Poor tribe guy. Has spoken. Wow, he pulls the purple rock. Can we see which way they voted? Who was voting with who?
Yeah, this will be an interesting one to see who voted for who. So, wow, Aang votes for Katara. Ty Lee and Zuko join in with Aang. And then Katara, June, and Jet all vote for Zuko. June and Jet, apparently June's good at whipping the votes because Jet did not flip. It ends up costing him, but Jet is falling victim to this here. So there you go. That's the votes. Poor Jet.
Should June have played her idol on Katara here?
Yeah, I do think so.
I kind of think that too.
But like also Katara and Jet did have that fight. Like maybe June like was privy to a little bit of it and was a little bit worried about keeping them around, sticking her neck out for someone in the fight. So maybe that was her calculation. She might be a little selfish and wanting to keep it herself.
It's just like, if she's willing to go to rocks at that point, then you might as well play your idol if you're that willing to go to rocks.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to get a swap here. We're going to dissolve the tribes. We're going to combine into a Brawn and a Brains tribe. On the Brawn tribe, we have Aang, Uncle Iroh, Sokka, Suki, the Boulder, the Mechanist, and Ty Lee. Do you think that people on this tribe will get along? I see the Boulder is separated from Azula, but still has Suki there.
I think besides the Boulder, they don't really have any part of my language. They don't have any shit stirrers, really. No one's going to rock the boat on this tribe too much. So I think they should be able to get along. If they could win some challenges and stuff, they should be fine.
Yeah, and it's actually a little bit, it's a little sad that both Sokka and the Mechanist were on the same tribe, because we could have started referring to these as Skunk and Garbage, but they're going to be on the same tribe with a weak alliance. Maybe they can settle their differences now they have other people around. So we'll have to see there. And then on the Brain tribe, we have Aunt Wu, Azula, June, Katara, Longfang, Mei, and Zuko. I think Zuko, that's a good tribe for Zuko. Yes, yeah, Katara did just vote against him, but I think everyone else will get along with him.
Yeah, I agree. He's got Mei, he's got his girlfriend there. I think Zuko's in a good spot. I think your winner pick's doing fine. My winner pick is already out, but your winner pick's still in this with a big old smile on his face. So there you go.
Your winner picks at Ponderosa already.
Yep, yep, on vacation.
Yep, so we'll get to the Brawn tribe. No new alliances here. Oh, sorry, my bad. I did not scroll down far enough. So we have the Brain tribe alliance with Sokka and the Mechanist. We have Suki in the Boulder without Azula there. They've created their own. This is just like the people on the tribe. Never mind. These are not alliances. My bad. I can't read.
No, on the bottom, there's a new alliance. So it's Iroh, Sokka, and the Mechanist. That's the only new alliance.
I think that these are just all the people who were on Brains, like, that are now on Brawn.
Oh, you're right. You're right. So just sticking together. Okay. Yep. We'll proceed to the other tribal alliances.
Yep. And we'll probably see the same thing here. Not a lot of loyalty on the tribes. Like, for example, in the Beauty tribe, we've got the Brains tribe, people on the Beauty. So June, Katara, and Zuko. Loyalty's 4, 4, and 3. I mean, they're not really going to stick together just because they were on the same tribe.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, well, we'll get to the reward challenge here. The Brawn tribe is going to win rewards, get some coffee and pastries. That sounds delicious. I could go for that right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind the coffee right about now, too. So there we go. Some coffee and pastries for the new Brawn tribe.
And that coffee is going to fuel them all the way to victory as they win immunity. New Brawn tribe is able to win, whereas old Brawn tribe was really hitting rock bottom there.
Nah, they definitely hit rock bottom. I mean, they voted out Toph. That's rock bottom for sure.
Just the worst. We get to the Brawn tribe where Suki and Aang bond slightly. This makes sense. I feel like they would get along. The relationship we mostly see is obviously Suki and Sokka, but it's nice to see that they're getting some time to hang out.
That's true. Yeah, we never see Suki and Aang hang out in the TV show, but on the island, they're just vibing.
Yeah. And then on the Brains tribe, we have two idols in play coming up to this tribal council. We have June with her idol and Longfang with his. Katara and Aunt Wu have a major fight. Is this just because Katara was asking Aunt Wu to give her more fortune? She was like, hey, I know that you're not working right now, but... like, can you tell me more about my future? Like, what am I going to have for lunch tomorrow? And Aunt Wu's like, rice. Like, what are you talking about?
The only thing to eat is rice. Yeah, that's probably why they fought. I mean, Katara just like in the episode, she just wanted to have her fortune told continuously, and Aunt Wu put a stop to it.
Yeah. Well, this could be a wild tribal if idols get played. We'll see who's going out. All right. No one's playing their idol, and Katara gets the first vote. Apparently, Aunt Wu is not going to have it. Aunt Wu is going to set this straight, is looking to go for the jugular here. Two votes Katara, one vote Aunt Wu, two votes Aunt Wu. There's a clear split here. 3-2 Katara, tied up 3-3. The seventh vote is for Katara, so it is going to be 4-3 Katara leaving.
Damn, rest in peace, Katara. I thought Katara was going deep in this game, to be honest. Once she survived that initial beauty tribe, I thought she was going to make a deep run. Let's see who voted for who.
So we have Aunt Wu, Longfang, Mei, and Zuko all voting for Katara. That makes sense to me. You know,
that
Zuko had Katara vote for him last round. And then Mei like might not want Katara there if she thinks Zutara is too real. The thing that's surprising to me is that Azula and June voted for Aunt Wu with Katara.
Yeah, now Azula and June are on the bottom. I mean, June must be holding on to that idol hard. I mean, she's going to have to play it soon, I feel like.
That
she's
is gonna true. She's going to get targeted soon. She really has been holding on to that idol, not getting rid of it. So I'm excited to see if that ever plays out and she like is right to have kept it the whole time, or if this ends up being like a foolish mistake here. But we'll have to see. We will go to the next episode here. No new alliances, just some people from their old tribes. And on the Brains tribe, nothing new there either. We'll get to reward, and we see the Braun tribe is just dominating now. Yeah, I feel bad for like the Braun tribe of old that couldn't win a challenge, because now all they can do is win. They win reward and get a feast.
Poor Azula, has she even won a reward? I mean, she won the chicken and roosters, and then she got tribe swapped and didn't even get to enjoy that. So poor Azula hasn't gotten any of these rewards.
The Braun tribe also gets letters from home. Is that going to make Aang like go into the Avatar state? Like, poor Aang not going to have a letter from home.
True. Aang might just go into the Avatar state. You're right. He might just be super pissed off.
I mean, if people are annoyed when he was trying to get him to play airball, when he like has a full meltdown because he realized he abandoned his airbenders, I'm worried for these people.
I would not have thought of that. That's a very good point. Aang might just go full nuclear on these guys.
Let's hope not. Let's get to the immunity and see if he can put aside his differences. And no, it was too much. Apparently, Aang just had a full-on meltdown, and the Brain Tribe wins immunity. Yeah, I'm worried for Aang, actually, if he's going to spiral like that.
Yeah, Aang choked in the immunity challenge. He was on the puzzle, and he just couldn't put it together.
No, he just started like floating in the air and all the pieces started getting undone and everyone was like, can you please stop? And he couldn't, nothing going on, in the tribes, except that on the Brain tribe, we have Mei rubbing the tribe the wrong way. That's surprising. I feel like she would just stick to herself. Like, what is she doing that's so bad?
I think there's like this tree in the middle of camp that she just keeps throwing her knives at and it's just annoying people.
Okay, that is very fair. That is dangerous. Okay, fair enough. Mei, stop that. Cut that out. All right, we get to the Braun tribe. No idols in play here on the Braun tribe. The first vote's going to Suki, second vote going to Ty Lee. Two votes Ty Lee. We're about to lose someone who I think could have gone very far. No matter what, who's going out here. It's going to be 3-2 Suki, 4-2 Suki, and 5-2 Suki. The tribe has spoken.
So Suki's getting voted out with an idol in her pocket, right?
No. Suki misplayed her idol.
Oh, she misplayed her idol. You're right.
Yeah, so Suki misplays her idol, comes back to bite her in the ass later. Poor Suki here, separated from Azula. This might have been as much of a shot at Azula as it was a shot at Suki.
No, that's true. That's true. You're right.
And then the boulder is clearly on the bottom of the tribe here. Suki and the boulder were already in that alliance. But the boulder now votes for Ty Lee and was left out of the vote from everyone else. And the boulder's got to be confused. His brain's not very big to begin with, but now he's just lost.
The boulder doesn't understand how voting mechanics works here.
Oh my goodness. Yes, the poor boulder. Anyway, we are down to 12. We will get to the alliances, see if there's any update there.
Nope.
Nothing new happening on the Braun tribe. On the Brains tribe, nothing new is happening. People are just hanging out. Apparently it's a very chill season.
True. Everyone just hanging out. There's no more debates about skunk versus garbage.
That is true. What did they settle on then, Zach?
I think they settled on the skunk, whatever you were. Was that what you were supporting? You were team skunk?
That is
skunk?
What I was supporting.
Yeah, I think they settled on that team.
That's
skunk.
So kind of you to just capitulate into this like meaningless argument. I appreciate it, Zach. Because I was going to argue for garbage, but I'm glad that you just like diffused the situation. You're good guy.
Yeah. So Ronchard wins a pretty good reward. They win steak, sausages, vegetables, condiments, and wine. So they're going to be getting crunk.
Yeah, but like half these people can't drink, and Aang can only eat the vegetables. So I think Aang might keep spiraling here. I'm very worried for him.
True. You think Aang's going to be a zero vote finalist?
He might be. He's going to make everyone so mad. They're going to be like, look, the whole series is named after you. We're obviously not letting you win. You know what? Great prediction, Zach. The hot take, Aang is a zero vote finalist.
We'll see how it goes for him. Oh, Braun Tribe wins immunity.
Yeah, Aang's definitely not going home here. Good, because he's really just been spiraling here. And oh, wow. We thought that Skunk vs. Garbage was settled, but the Brain Tribe alliance with Sokka and the Mechanist is fully dissolved.
Wow, the heated debate raged on into the night. They were just arguing all night. Skunk, garbage. They were just yelling at each other. And yeah, couldn't settle their differences.
Well, that will be interesting to keep an eye out for. You know, they definitely had a pregame alliance, and it's interesting to see that it's not going to help them here. It might actually end up hindering their game. So very interesting there. And then on the Brains Tribe, oh, wow. A new alliance has formed. It's the old Brains Tribe, still on Brains, Aunt Wu, Longfang, and Mei, all going to Loyalty 9. This is a rock-tight alliance.
This is a strong alliance. I wonder who proposed it. Did Longfang just come up to Mei and Aunt Wu and be like, hey, you guys need me? Like, how did this alliance come to fruition?
Well, I can say that Mei had zero like input at all putting this alliance together. There's no way that Mei was like the one that was going out of her way to put this alliance together. It's got to have been a Longfang thing. You know, he has the idol. He's trying to shore up the votes, make sure that he's secure here. So I think it was Longfang. But I'd be surprised if Azula doesn't make a power play here and try to pull something.
Yeah, this is Azula's time to shine. I mean, she's in a good spot, and let's see what she does here.
Yeah, well, let's get to tribal here. And okay, we see that June plays the beauty tribe idol. Longfang does not. Thank goodness, because the first vote goes to June, does not count. Second vote, June, does not count. Third vote, June, does not count. It was going to be at least a tie, but then we have one vote, Aunt Wu, one vote, Mei. Aunt Wu will be going home. Wow.
So was that June, a vote? That was a vote split, right? Because June and Aunt Wu, were they in an alliance together?
I do believe so. We'll have to see how people voted, but it was Aunt Wu, Mei, and Longfang that were in the alliance together.
Oh, so, you're right.
So I think this was Azula making her play here. She might have known that Longfang had the idol. So she said, okay, we're not going to put votes on Longfang because he might play it, but we'll put votes on Aunt Wu and Mei, split the votes there. And because she got June to correctly play her idol, Azula's looking pretty powerful here.
True. She's just orchestrating from behind the scenes. And you were right. Yeah, Azula and June were the two Aunt Wu votes.
Yeah. And then, Zuko just absolutely betrays Mei for his sister and votes for Mei to go. That would have broken his heart. That would have broken his heart if he actually voted Mei out there.
Yeah, just like at the crossroads of destiny, Zuko probably making the wrong decision here, but let's see if it works out for him.
Yeah, hopefully we get to that season 3 smile he has right now where he redeems himself. One can hope. But really a great play from Azula and June here to do this. They knew that there were some idols in play. They correctly played their own idol. They split the votes on a tribe with, it was a split tribe 3-3, and they're able to get a commanding, powerful grip over this tribe.
Yeah, facts. I'm shocked. That's like the best move of the season so far.
Yeah, and it makes sense. You know, obviously Azula is going to outplay everyone, so it just All that matters is, will they catch up to her fast enough, or will she be able to keep steamrolling?
Yeah.
So now we're going to get to the merge. So maybe just to reset, we're going to have everyone on the merge will be Aang, Azula, Uncle Iroh, June, Longfang, Mei, Sokka, the Boulder, the Mechanist, Ty Lee, and Zuko.
So now at the merge, who do you think is poised to make a deep run here as an individual rather than on a tribe?
Well, so Azula will be able to link back up with the Boulder. I think she's made a good connection with June, and she has like Zuko voting with her. I do think that Longfang and Mei could have something going because they have that old brains alliance. So they have like lots of brains members left in the game. Longfang, Mei, Sokka, the Mechanist, and Iroh. If they can pull up all of those people together and correctly play their idol, they can shift the game in their favor. So I think those are the two people to watch out for.
And then is there anyone you think who's drawing dead at this point? Because for me, it's Iroh. He's been playing a very quiet game. He's just there in the background giving everyone sage advice. But besides that, he hasn't made any bold moves yet. And I just think he's kind of drawing dead, even if he makes it deep.
No, that's very fair. I think the Boulder's in a very, very similar position. I think the Boulder does not have much going on. He's kind of been voting incorrectly. Like, he got a big blindside in the last tribal that he went to. I would not expect to see a ton out of the Boulder.
The Boulder thinks Jacob is wrong and that the Boulder will dominate the rest of this game.
Well, we will have to see about that. I'm not too optimistic. We have a few alliances now back together. We've got the Beauty Tribe alliance, which is Ty Lee and Zuko. We have Azula and the Boulder as a nice alliance, Aang and Ty Lee. Then all of the other tribes are obviously allied. And then, yeah, just the different combinations of tribes. But those are the major alliances to look out for. Let's see who's going to win the first individual immunity. Who's your guess here, Zach?
I'm going to guess Longfang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Longfang pulling out a win. That would help him save his idol. But no.
Oh, it's Iroh. There we go.
Uncle Iroh wins. It's just standing still. So Uncle Iroh was just thinking about tea, meditating, and he was able to stand still. not moving one inch and wins immunity. Let's see what happens on the tribe. The Boulder finds an idol. Wow.
With special powers. This is the super idol, so it can be used after the vote.
Okay. I mean, I just looked like an idiot saying the Boulder was going to be irrelevant in the back half of this game, but he's popping off.
The Boulder said he would prove Jacob wrong, and like the Boulder, is always right, so the Boulder is going to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, make me eat my words, Boulder. That was very impressive. Now we have, but also the Boulder will not use this idol correctly. Like, the Boulder is not going to, like, yeah, the Boulder may get voted out and be like, oh, I forgot I could play it. Like, that's the type of, that's the type of, like, boneheaded move I expect to see.
Maybe. We'll see.
And then we have Aang and Ty Lee dissolving their alliance. I'm not sure what made them split their differences, but it wasn't that strong of an alliance to begin with, so probably not missing out too much.
Yeah, they just fell on opposite. They were part of the skunk and garbage debate. They overheard that. And then Aang was like, yeah, I'm team skunk. And Ty Lee's like, well, I'm team garbage. And then they just split their differences over that.
It's just tearing everyone apart. It really is just one of the worst things that's happened to us. But the debate will continue as we go to tribal. No one is going to be playing their idol here. And Aang is going to be getting the first vote. Mei getting the second vote. Third vote, Mei. Fourth vote, Mei. Fifth vote goes to Aang. So it is 3-2 Mei. 4-2 Mei, 5-2 Mei, and that is going to be Aang getting a total of 9 votes. The tribe has spoken.
Yeah, rest in peace, Mei. I mean, she had a rough go of it. First, she's on the tribe with all the old people who she didn't get along with. And then she was an uphill battle for Mei, to say the least.
That is true. I'm a little surprised that Longfang didn't decide to play his idol here, try to shake up the game a little bit and
You're
save
right.
Mei. That might end up being a mistake from Longfang. We'll have to see. But I do think that they picked the right person voting for Aang. You know, Aang has been causing a total ruckus. He made an embarrassment of himself at the challenge when he went to the Avatar State and lost it for his tribe. So I think he at least picked the right person to target. So we'll have to see if Longfang makes better use of the idol later.
Yeah, now Longfeng is completely on the bottom. Only he and Mei voted for Aang. No, you're absolutely right. He definitely should have played his idol on Mei and put the votes on Aang. Or they could have even put the votes on Azula or somebody, like a true power player in the game, and voted them out with the idol. But
oh, that is true. I'm surprised that they didn't do a vote split of some kind to try to like get that out. Maybe Azula just convinced Longfeng not to play at this time, saying like, no, you have to protect yourself.
Yeah. And Azula, definitely, yeah. She could have done that.
Yep. So we have a few strong alliances between Azula and the Boulder. We have another strong alliance between Ty Lee and Zuko. And that is really all that we need to speak of in terms of the alliances. We'll get to a reward challenge where we have the team of Ty Lee, Sokka, Aang, Azula, and the Mechanist winning a trip to Outback Steakhouse. Poor Aang, this guy just cannot win.
Yeah, what vegan options? Is he going to eat the Bloomin' Onion, I suppose? Does that not have any meat on it?
Maybe he can eat the Bloomin' Onion. I guess, yeah, he's eating the Bloomin' Onion and some bread. That's what Aang's getting at the Outback.
Damn, rough go for Aang. Just, it must suck to be a vegan or a vegetarian on Survivor. Just not many options.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they, in recent seasons, they've done a lot better to take care of people like that. Like, and David versus Goliath, like, I felt like there was always options. I feel like when there have been people that don't eat meat in more recent seasons, that there's always like, you know, a veggie patty or whatever. But, I would not even trust that veggie patty at Outback Steakhouse. It could not be that good.
True. It must taste like ass.
Well, let's see if the Outback Steakhouse propels any of these people to win immunity. Oh, it's going to be Ty Lee. Okay.
Wow, interesting. Ty Lee could go on an immunity run here. I feel like she's so flexible and athletic. Ty Lee could definitely just run these immunities down and just get some dubs.
That is true. I mean, the challenge is called Keep on Your Toes. Like, Ty Lee is obviously the favorite to win that one. You know, maybe Aang, if he wasn't so upset about the steak, would have won, you know, with the nickname Twinkle Toes. He's got to be a favorite. But, you know, Ty Lee's going to pull this out here. So Ty Lee will be safe at Tribal Council. We have Longfeng with the Brain Tribe Idol. We have the Boulder with the Special Idol. And we have the Boulder and the Mechanist getting into a major fight. It's the fight of the these. Apparently, there can only be one the.
There can only be one the. The Boulder doesn't like the Mechanist's weird eyebrows and ugly face.
Oh my god, he's going to make fun of his body? That's so rude.
Yeah, that is rude.
I hope he goes home now.
Yeah, me too. Why would the Boulder say something like that?
That's disrespectful. You know what? Cancel the Boulder. That,
cancel him. That's true. That definitely wasn't Zach saying that. It was the Boulder.
Oh, I wasn't getting mad at you. I was getting mad at
the Boulder. No, I know. I know. I'm getting mad at the Boulder too.
How dare he? How dare he?
How dare he? This.
Oh my. So Longfeng, saving his idol the last time, is going to play it at this vote here. So the first vote goes to Longfeng, does not count. Second vote, Longfeng, does not count. It seems like Longfeng played the idol correctly because there are a total of 4 votes against him. Fifth vote goes to Aang. Sixth vote, Zuko. So now it's 2-1 Aang, 2-2 Zuko. Oh my god, my heart is hurting so bad. It's going to be Zuko going out in a 4-2 vote.
This was a vote. Here. This is a vote split by the majority alliance, I'm pretty sure. So they split their votes on Longfeng and Zuko. They assume that one of them might have an idol. And yeah, your boy, happy-go-lucky Zuko, is voted out here, sadly.
That is quite sad. You know, he was having such a great time on the island. You know, he thought he was going to be able to put his differences aside between him and Azula. He thought he'd be able to like get the whole family reunion back together. They're literally on a beach, so he thought he could replicate the season 3 episode, but no, he was not able to pull it out. Zuko ends up voting for Longfeng here, so he was also tricked into the plan. And we had the Boulder and Azula voting for Aang, throwing out those votes.
Which is weird. I don't know why they voted for Aang. That's an interesting call there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they, you know, yeah, that's fair. I don't really have a good answer, but they got Longfeng to vote for Zuko and Zuko to vote for Longfeng. So pretty impressive work here by the majority alliance.
True. Who do you think was the mastermind behind this vote? You think it was Sokka? You think Sokka just put all this together?
Yeah, no, I think it could be Sokka. You know, I think the Sokka and the Mechanist, they're trying to you know, settle their differences. I feel like maybe they were trying to help each other out, and Sokka ended up putting this vote together. So we can give him credit there.
Yeah, they both vote for Zuko, so you're right. They did settle their differences over the garbage and skunk debate, so.
Yeah. Now it's the bait of the V's. That's the one that's, like, rocking the nation. The back half of the season is going to be dominated by the battle of the V's.
There we go.
All right, let's get to the alliances here. Nothing new to speak of. We can get to reward challenge, where the Mechanist, Ty Lee, and the Boulder win a reward. They get Survivor Spa. This spa is going to be steamy. Not steamy. Nope, I take that back. I meant spicy.
Spicy, and yeah, because the Mechanist and the Boulder are going to be beefing with one another. You're right, it is going to be quite spicy out here.
Correct. It could have some steam because it's a spa, but I did not mean steamy, and I would like to take that back. But it's fine. We will get to the immunity challenge. God, poor Ty Lee with these people. I mean, the Mechanist and the Boulder are just going to be going back and forth all day, mad at each other, and Ty Lee's just going to be sitting there.
Dude, the Mechanist has just spent this whole game beefing with everybody. In the one episode we see of him, he's a pretty nice, jovial guy. But in this Survivor season, he's just at odds with everybody.
Yeah, maybe this is part of his strategy. You know, maybe he says, like, you know, everyone sees me as the nice guy. So if I start beefing with people, they'll be like, oh, he's such a liability. And he'll say at the end, like, hey, this is all part of the plan.
Yeah, maybe, but I just feel like at this point, he's on pace to be like a low vote getting finalist as well.
Yeah, that's true. All right, who is your pick to win immunities here, Zach?
I'm going to go with Longfang. I mean, he needs it.
He does need it. That is definitely true. I think Ty Lee's going to pull it out.
Ty Lee's going to win another one?
Yeah, let's see what happens. No, the Boulder wins. And as he wins, he says, King of the These, stunts on the Mechanist, and really just rubs it in his face as he wins immunity.
Yeah, he started flexing. He was like, the Boulder is the King of the Thuzz. I win.
Yes, King of the Thuzz. Put that on the in a Renap episode. King of the Thuzz. That's got to be the worst idea I've ever had. So we still have the Boulder with the special idol. We have Azula now finding an idol, which that is that's good for her. I think she will use that quite well. I think she will use that to her advantage. And then we have the original Beauty Tribe alliance of Aang, Jun, and Ty Lee become medium strength. You know, just last episode, we had Aang and Ty Lee get mad at each other, but Jun, again, whipping them into shape, gets them back in line, and they at least can settle their differences and work together.
Jun is playing a very good game, I think.
I agree.
Yeah, I think Jun could win. Yeah.
Yeah, she was the replacement player, came in right at the end. She didn't have a lot of time to, like, you know, mentally prepare herself. She had to fly out very late, but she's really being impressive here. You know, maybe it's the sheer shoe just so intimidating that helps her. But yeah, I think it's impressive. I'm excited to see what June has in store the rest of the season.
Yeah, maybe having the sheer shoe was too OP an advantage. We'll see how it goes. What'll win, the sheer shoe or the god idol that the Boulder has? So we'll see.
That's true. That is true. We will get to Tribal Council here. And some bad news. Really just tragic news here. Ty Lee has had to be medvac'd from the game. There will be no Tribal Council.
Oh, no. What happened? Was she just doing, like, flips and cartwheels on the beach and she just, like, sprained her ankle or something? What went wrong here?
Yeah, she must have. You know, yeah. I think the Mechanist, he was, like, trying out some new type of, like, machine that he's making. He had his workspace a little bit messy. Ty Lee was doing backflip push-ups, or burpee backflips, you know, like really trying to impress everyone. Slipped on one of the Mechanist things and ended up making a real spill. So that's unfortunate for Ty Lee.
Yeah, rest in peace, Ty Lee. I mean, you suck. You never want to see anybody get medevaced. So yeah, that's awful.
No, yeah, that really is unfortunate. And I think that this is going to be sad. You know, I obviously, we want Ty Lee to be doing well. But I think this is sad for June, because June just put herself out there to get Aang and Ty Lee to work together again, just for Ty Lee to go.
Yeah, this is a big blow to June's game. One of the more powerful players left, and yeah, that's a rough go for her.
Well, we'll see if she can recover from that. Very unfortunate. We hope Ty Lee is fine. No new alliances to speak of here. We get to reward, and we see the boulder, the mechanist, June, and Azula win reward. They're going to a nice cave, a barbecue lunch, and letters from home. Thank goodness Aang was not here, or else it'd be traumatizing again.
Yeah, the boulder and the mechanist keep winning these rewards together. I wonder if they're going to patch up their relationship together as they scarf down on some meat.
Yeah, they really should just team up. This would be a good alliance. I mean, the boulder, the mechanist, June, and Azula. This four could really run the game. I mean, we have the god idol that you can use. We have Azula with an idol. The power is concentrated in this four. If they can make their differences go away, this is a four to watch out for.
You're right. This is the quartet that could win. I'm not talking about no tea quartets.
Should we give each of these their own bending type, even though like two of them are benders already?
Yeah, no, I think Azula's a waterbender. She just screams waterbender to me. Very peaceful person.
Hot take.
I'm kidding. I'll play it.
We'll get to immunity here, where June wins immunity. I mean, that reward challenge has all of the power. I really am excited to see what they can do with it. But yeah, June wins immunity. Very impressive win from June, who really recovered nicely from getting a big blow to her game last week.
True. I mean, June is like, right now, she's my winner pick amongst the remaining players. I just think I'm surprised they haven't taken another shot at her yet.
Yeah, she's in a very strong position. I'm excited to see where she goes. And as we go into Tribal Council, there's a lot of stuff here. So we've got Azula with the idol, and we have the boulder with the idol with the special powers. So let's see how it goes down here. So Azula's not going to play her idol. And this might, yeah, this is Long Fang's, this could be his time to go. He's skated by for a few episodes, but this might be catching up to him.
I agree. He's been on borrowed time for a long time, so let's see where he ends. Yeah. What ends up happening.
First vote goes to Long Fang. Then we see the mechanist, Long Fang tied 2-2 after four votes. 3-2 with the mechanist getting another vote. 3-3 tied up again. Long Fang gets a fourth vote. Zach, are we going to rocks again?
I don't think so. I think Long Fang's getting voted out here.
You are correct. Long Fang is getting voted out. 5-3 vote against Long Fang. Now, here's the question. Did the boulder vote correctly, or did he try to vote out the other Lee?
I think he tried voting out the mechanist, but we'll see.
Terrible. I'm sure he did. And wow, we're actually going to see that Azula, Long Fang, and the boulder voted for the mechanist, putting Azula and the boulder on the bottom. June kind of snaked Azula here.
True, June made a power play. She had Azula zigging when she zagged. And yeah, the boulder and Azula are on the bottom here, but they have a super idol and a normal idol. So it's interesting to see. They might be able to make claw their way up from the bottom here. I'm actually excited to see how the rest of the game plays out.
Yeah, the boulder's been playing from the bottom for so long in this game. He's just been so, like, you know, on the bottom the whole time, not really doing much, but because he has this idol, he is going to be a threat. Obviously, he can win some late game challenges. So I'm excited to see where this goes. We will get to the next episode. Let's see if anything's happening over there on the tribal alliances. Nothing new to speak of. We go to reward, and we have the auction, but we get nothing here. Zach, what happened to the auction? Brandon still doesn't want to tell us, but you can give us the inside scoop.
Sokka spent all his money on a big feast. He didn't go for the advantage. He just started wolfing down. I think it was some lobster is what he got. Actually, no, some seal meat jerky, his favorite.
Okay, seal meat jerky, good.
Yeah.
Okay, and then who's coming away the most upset person from the auction?
I think the boulder. I think he's just depressed. He's on the bottom. I think he didn't get enough food to enough sustenance to maintain his physique. So I think the boulder's coming out here the most depressed. What about you? Who do you think's coming out?
No, I think the boulder makes sense, but it could have been the mechanist. Like maybe the boulder didn't even want whatever he bid on, but just outbid the mechanist just to stick it to him.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to see that Aang wins immunity. A good win from Aang. Aang's been a bit quiet the past few episodes, so it's nice to see that he's going to win one and win the challenge. Let's see if there's any tribal events to speak of. Okay, the Mechanist and Azula bond slightly. Is this the need? Is this the go-between that the Mechanist and the Boulder need to work together?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Azula has to bond with somebody. Right now, she's on the bottom. Her and the Boulder are the only two people who voted incorrectly last round. So she's got to make some inroads with people, and the Mechanist is a smart person to be doing that with. So nice job from Azula here.
It also helps if she can get the Mechanist on her side, because now she doesn't need to worry about the split vote. She can just play the idol on herself and she can be good here. What's your prediction for tribal? I think Azula's playing the idol, and I'm not sure who they're going to vote out, but I think that Azula's going to make a move here.
I think they're going to split the vote on Azula and the Boulder, the majority alliance. But
they're going to have to use both advantages.
Yeah, I think so.
That would be huge. Let's see what happens. I'm excited to see what happens here at this tribal council. Okay, Azula does not play the idol. Very bold move here from Azula. We see the first two votes go to the Mechanist. In fact, the first three do. The Mechanist in a bit of trouble here. Fourth vote goes to Sokka. Fifth vote goes to Sokka. But the Mechanist will be leaving. 5-2 the Mechanist with two votes going to Sokka. And the Boulder just gets up and laughs at him.
So what happened at this vote? What do you think happened?
I don't know. This is a weird one because it did seem to come out of nowhere. You know, Azula was getting along well with the Mechanist, it seemed. But yeah, it looks like the Mechanist and June voted for Sokka. It seems like potentially Azula was bitter that June went against her in the last vote. She decided to round up the votes and say, look, the Mechanist is in her pocket. If we don't get her out, or if we don't get out the Mechanist, then we're going to be in trouble. Sokka was convinced and Sokka saw his move. I think Sokka is playing the middle extremely well.
True. Sokka's playing a good, UTR game, honestly, under the radar.
Yeah, I mean, he had that great move when he pulled off the vote earlier in the game. But here we see, he's doing great stuff. He went to June last week to, weaken Azula's side. Now he's going to Azula to weaken June's side. He's sitting pretty in the middle. I think that Sokka might be playing an underrated game. We'll have to see where he goes from there.
True. I mean, he finally gets to come out on top of the garbage skunk debate. So there you go.
That is true. He was always a little bit bitter that he wasn't, going to win that one. But we're down to six people. Just to reset, we have Aang, Azula, Uncle Iroh, June, Sokka, and the Boulder.
Who do you think's drawing dead here? I think Iroh and Aang are not going to win this game.
Yeah, Iroh is just not doing much. Iroh really is just sitting back and giving good advice. That's about it. I think the Boulder is going to have trouble winning unless he gets to show this idol off and show how powerful he is. He did just make himself really visible at the last tribal by openly making fun of someone's eyebrows. The jury was not a fan of that. So he's got a long way to climb as well. Who do you think is in the prime position to win, though?
It's between, there's three people. I think it's June, Azula, and Sokka. Those are the three that can win.
Yeah, and they're all playing great games. I think Sokka's game is probably the most impressive playing the middle, but the power shift between June and Azula the whole time has been fun to watch. So I'm excited to see how we go down the stretch. As we look at the alliances, no new alliances here. We'll get to reward, where June, Azula, and Uncle Iroh win reward. This could be big if June and Azula decide to work together, even for this one vote.
True. If they decide to work together with this one vote, they'll have the majority at 5. So I think they should put it together and just work together, in my opinion.
Yeah, but Azula does know she has an idol. She knows the Boulder has a super idol. Potentially she doesn't even need June. Maybe she's already set up herself so well for the end game in terms of the advantages she has that she's not needed. So
when's the last time she can play the idol at 5?
I mean, should be, but who knows? I mean, at Brand Steel, maybe she can play it to get into final. Five should be the answer. We will have to see.
Okay, okay.
We'll back see. The answer, but yeah. So yeah, Azula, I think, is in the prime position here, especially if she's trying to get on June's good side, maybe blinding her a bit. But yeah, let's see what happens. Who do you think's winning immunity on this one, Zach?
I'll say Iroh. I feel like it's going to be someone like unimportant, but let's see.
Okay. Yep. So he's going to win immunity and they'll glaze right over it because, you know, he wasn't at home anyway. Let's see. Oh no, the boulder decides to win. Even though the mechanist is not there, he still does a dance stunting on him. Just seen as disrespectful by everyone. Really, it's in poor taste.
True. I mean, the boulder just stomping on everybody's toes. He just doesn't give an F.
Yeah, just going, stepping on toes, stepping on necks. He's just out there just being absurd. But we will see how all of this shakes out. Okay, June and Aang bond a lot. They both are the only ones who got to bring animals to the competition. So obviously that's going to help them out a lot. But the Shirshu and Appa get along quite well. So that's great to see.
This is smart from June to pull Aang under her wing, because she's playing a much more impressive game than Aang. If she's able to take him to the end, I think she has a great shot at winning. So good gameplay from June here.
Yeah, I agree. I would be surprised if Azula doesn't take the shot. She has an idol. She has some votes. I do think that she could make this happen. So I would be surprised if June is not the one in the hot seat this round.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is June's time to go, sadly. But let's see. Maybe Azula doesn't vote her out and something crazy happens. So
yeah, let's see. Maybe Aang is with June and can help sway things. We'll have to see how it goes. Azula not playing the idol here, and the first vote goes to Aang. Oh wow, the second vote goes to Sokka. Two votes Sokka, three votes Sokka. It is 3-2 Sokka, 4-2 Sokka. He's going home. So on the reward challenge, it must have been that Azula and June, they got together. They said, look, we see what's happening here. Sokka's playing the middle. That can't be allowed to happen. And they did vote him out.
Yeah, it's smart. And you're right. Look, as you see the votes, only Iroh and Sokka voted for Aang. And Azula and June coming together. It's the correct move for both of them. But damn, sucks for Sokka. He was playing so well, honestly.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that Azula's willing to take June that far because, like, all it takes is June winning one challenge. Now, like, she can't idle her out. Like, it's gonna be very tense going into the end of this game because there's not a lot of runway left for Azula and June not to be sitting next to each other in the end.
That's true. And if they do sit next to each other in the end, I wonder what the jury is gonna value.
I know. They've been in an alliance the whole time. It's just been very hard to see them going to the end together because they're such big threats. I would have assumed they would want to cut each other, but maybe we're getting a little Ghost Island action here.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right. Five people left. Aang, Azula, Iroh, June, and the Boulder as we get to the alliances. Let's see if anything new is happening. Nope, not really. Probably the most important alliance is the Boulder and Azula with all of the power in terms of advantages and rock solid together.
Yeah. They've been at loyalty 9 this whole game. They're just super loyal to one another.
Yep. And we see that here with the reward challenge. The Boulder wins reward. He gets pizza at camp and he shares it with Azula. They're obviously going to bond, but I'm a little bit worried here if everyone else is bonding over there at camp. I have to assume that the Boulder and Azula will be getting votes here at the final five.
Yeah, this is where they're gonna play all their advantages now. They gotta play all. The, I mean, they can only play. It's at that we're at five right now, so they have to play all their advantages. So might as well. No point going home with that as a souvenir.
This could be a very wild tribal. Let's see who wins immunity because we could have 3 of 5 people safe here at this challenge. Depending on who wins.
I hope June wins. Oh, it's Azula.
Oh, Azula wins. Wow. So even with the idol in her pocket, does not matter. She still pulls out the win, knowing that she had to win in order to take the shot she wanted.
She won the Jacob's Ladder Challenge. I didn't know you came up with challenges on Survivor.
Yeah, I like to keep it under wraps. I don't talk about it a lot. But yes, I do create all of the challenges for Survivor. So, yeah, you found me.
Jacob Kierhofer out here.
Yep, exactly. Let's get to the events on the tribe. Okay, Aang and June, having been hanging out together, now have formed the very strong alliance. Even though Ty Lee's not here, they still have that bond. It's now become extremely tight, and we'll see if there's anything that Aang and June can do. I think they're drawing dead in terms of advantages to play, though.
I think they're drawing dead, too. They really needed one of them to win that immunity, and they did not win it, sadly. Azula won it, so...
Is there any chance they take out Iroh? Is there any chance that Azula looks around, she says, look, everyone's going to want Iroh to sit in one of those final two seats. If we take out Iroh, maybe there's a chance that we won't have Iroh taking up one of the spots, and maybe we can get Iroh.
Maybe.
Is there any shot?
Maybe. Taking out Iroh here would be the equivalent of like when they took out Abby Maria in Second Chance. I think they took her out at 6 or 5. So you're right. They could see an obvious go and team up and take him out. So that could happen. To be honest, I kind of hope that happens, but we'll see how it goes.
We'll see what happens. We get to the votes, and Azula does not play her idol. I guess she didn't need to, but she's just going to keep it as some jewelry, I guess. First vote goes to Boulder. Then we see Aang getting 2 votes. Now it's 2-2, Boulder and Aang. It's not even going to really matter where the vote goes to. The vote goes to the Boulder. However, the Boulder does have the god idol here. And Aang will be going home, even though he did not have the majority of votes. And this is why that idol is trash.
Yeah, that idol's too OP. We got lucky in the original airing of Kaguya, and Tony doesn't actually end up using it, so we don't get to see like how broken it is. But yeah, sucks for Aang here, getting idled out by the broken god idol. What can you do? Allowed to play after the votes. Sucks.
Yeah. I think if they didn't have that idol, that Azula probably would have played her idol for the Boulder, but she knew it was a better TV moment to let the Boulder play at the end. The Boulder would have been safe no matter what, but definitely, stunting a little bit more by letting this like at the end was good. I'm not sure that was the right move because now Azula doesn't get credit for the move. I'm sure the Boulder like looked over at the mechanist and still made fun of him on jury, just for fun.
Yeah. Some interesting gameplay here. Can we see how each person voted? I'm curious to see who were the 2 votes for Aang.
Yeah, it was Azula in the Boulder. You know, they have that level 9 alliance, and now it's going to be up to Iroh in June to try to win immunity and, I guess, force rocks or force a tie here at Final 4.
We could get Final 4 rocks, though. I didn't think of that. You're right.
Yeah, well, this is heating up as we get to the Final 4. We have Azula, Iroh, June, and the Boulder. The first two are much better than the last two in terms of characters on Avatar, but I do think June has deserved her spot here, so I'm excited to see how this ends.
True. June has played a phenomenal game, to be honest. Going to war with Azula is tough for anybody, and June's done it to perfection so far.
Yeah, she's held her own. She's done quite well. Immunity is going to be huge this time. This is going to be a very, very important immunity. Who do you think is pulling it out, Zach?
I'm going to guess Azula, honestly. I think Azula is going to win, and she's going to win the game, but we'll see.
Let's see it happen. The Boulder wins immunity. The Boulder decides that he needs to win yet again. The Boulder has won quite a few competitions.
True. I mean, do you think the Boulder has a shot at winning the whole thing if he makes it to the final? Like, let's say he's sitting next to either Azula or June. Do you think he could beat them?
I'd just be so surprised. Like, the Mechanist is not voting for him. He was on the bottom for so long. He should have gone home like last week. Like, I would be surprised if the Boulder won.
Yeah, me too. I agree with you. I think I'd also be surprised if he won. But good immunity win right here down the stretch. Do we get fire here is the question. Do we get Final 4 fire?
I don't think so. So I think that we're going to see the Boulder and Azula try to vote out June. That's going to be my guess. And I think that Uncle Iroh is not going to want to take the chance. I think he'll just go ahead and take that spot in the final three. So we'll see. That's my guess. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we're going to go to fire here, but let's see. I think Iroh, if he's smart, he'll force fire. Okay. Or if June's able to convince him to force fire, it would be smart for her game.
So the boulder's ego has gotten so large that he no longer hangs out with the rest of the tribe. Apparently no one wants to align with him. He just does his own thing. That tracks for the type of character the boulder is. Like, yeah. He's either going to comp run or he's going to lose. He doesn't need to talk to anyone else the rest of the game.
Yep, that definitely does track. The boulder does what he wants to do when he hangs out by himself, because the boulder is a cool guy. It doesn't need any friends.
Oh my gosh. Something like that, sure. We also see that they're saying Azula has the idol. Azula might be able to play the idol at Final Four.
I hope not. That would be awful.
All right, Brancey will pop off. Okay, yeah, thank goodness. No idol. Two votes go to Uncle Iroh. One vote goes to June, and Uncle Iroh leaves in a pretty shocking vote. Uncle Iroh voting for June, but Azula and the boulder going for Iroh instead of June with that target right there. We have three pretty strong players going into the finale here.
Yeah, we have two who have played really good games from up top, and then the boulder who's played a good game from the bottom. So I'm interested to see who's going to win. Will it be Azula, June, or the boulder? Find out in the next, 5 minutes.
Exactly. Let's see what is going on here. We'll get to the final immunity. Before we do, who's your pick? Who's your pick for immunity?
I think the boulder's just been winning a lot of these down the stretch. I mean, I hope June wins. I want June to win. I want to see June in a final two spot. So let's see if June can win.
You know what? I also hope that we see June win. Let's manifest the June win here. And no, Azula wins. Puts the nail in the coffin and just decides to win, guaranteeing herself that final spot. But who will she pick to go with her? That is the important question. And Zach, there are merits to both. She's worked with the boulder for longer. So if you're going to go with the boulder, you might have trouble distinguishing like the boulder's moves with your moves. However, June is quite a threat. I think June was flipping, was showing like a lot of really intelligent gameplay. I don't think Azula has a very clear option. What would you do?
I think if I'm Azula, I'm taking the boulder here, because the boulder wasn't flipping votes and orchestrating votes against me. So I think you got to take the boulder here. Even All though right. you could take June too, you made a good point there, but I think you take the boulder. Let's see what she ends up doing.
All right, let's go ahead and see. Oh, it will be the boulder leaving. We have an iconic final two in Azula in June. Absolutely iconic. With the boulder leaving here, quite sad for the boulder, who will be going to jury. And that Ponderosa is not going to be happy. It's not going to be a fun time. He's been making fun of the jury the whole time, saying he's going to win. Now he's going to go and be the last jury member. It's not great.
The boulder doesn't care what you people think of me, because the boulder made top three when nobody else expected him to make it this far, so.
Hey, you know, he's got the ego, I guess, to make himself happy, so that's all he needs. So we're going to get to the jury now. We will go ahead and go through. I think the arguments are clear. Like, Azula had to face a little bit more adversity. June did have to recover from Tylee leaving, and I think that she recovered from that really nicely. So I'm not mad with any winner we have here. But Zach, who do you want to win?
I was rooting for June as the game went on. I liked the moves she was making, but in my heart of hearts, I think Azula deserves it. And how poetic would it be for us to run a brand steal and for Azula to dominate it from top to bottom? Wouldn't that just make perfect sense?
It would make so much sense. So let's see what happens here. All right. I believe we first get a winner reveal and then we get the votes. So
is that how it works? Drum roll, please.
By a vote of, or no, we can make it dramatic for the listeners.
True, we can.
All right. So Do you want to read out the votes?
Sure, I'll read out for our votes. So, Mai votes for Azula. One vote Azula. Zuko votes for June. And that's one vote June, one vote Azula. Ty Lee votes for Azula. That's two votes Azula, one vote June. Long Feng votes for Azula. Three votes Azula, one vote June. The Mechanist votes for Azula to win. That's four votes Azula, one vote June. And Sokka votes for Azula to win. That's five votes. That is enough. The winner of the Brant Steel is Azula by a vote of 7-2.
Congratulations to Azula here. Very impressive gameplay. June was a solid finalist. Nothing but respect for her.
Two deserving finalists, honestly. You can't be mad with either of these two winning. There's no like Wu here who, and I'm not talking about Aunt Wu. There's no like Wu here who didn't play an impressive game.
Yep. That is very true. I do think that this is great. Obviously, Azula winning is it's the best we could have asked for. it's as good as it could get.
I can't believe she actually did it, though. I thought some like random Brand Steel shenanigans would take her out, but nope, she was able to dominate the whole game.
I mean, at least Brand Steel has taste, so like thank goodness for that. And then, who do you think is going to win fan favorite, Zach?
I don't know. The fan favorite award in Brand Steel is always so random. You know, I'm going to say like Iroh. I bet they just liked Iroh just being himself.
Okay. I'm pretty sure this literally is a random number generator. So let's see who they spit out.
Oh, Sokka. It's going to be Sokka. Fan favorite. There we go.
Okay. They must have appreciated him jumping back and forth between the peoples. And let's see. There's not too much interesting stuff here. I'm trying to see if there's any... No, we don't need to read the summary.
Nope.
Too much information.
Jacob, what are your overall thoughts on this season and how it played out?
You know, I think this season worked out very well. We had some challenge threats that really would have done well in the challenges. We had Azula masterminding so many moves. This was a great season. I think that this was a season that showed strategy very well. I think that it was very impressive. We had Azula not get a single vote throughout the entire season. It's impressive when it goes that way. So very impressive win from Azula. And I had a lot of fun, Zach, just joking around with you.
Yeah,
what
me
are your
too.
Thoughts on the Brand Steel?
No, this was a lot of fun. I like Brand Steel. This was a fun podcast to do because it was the one podcast that didn't have to take like a million pages of notes, which was nice. I just get to improvise and riff with you, which is a lot of fun. So yeah, and this was a very good season. I thought Azula just dominated from beginning to end. I just thought some random, I was like, should I pick Azula to win? And I was like, no, because in a Brand Steel, it's just so random. I was like, there's no way Azula will be able to dominate and make it to the end. And yet she proved me wrong. So there
yeah,
we go.
Azula is the winner, and that is what we all deserve. So I'm glad that we got what we needed. So that's great stuff.
It tracks too, because we've been talking about how Azula would dominate on a reality TV show. She'd be like Correct. A very powerful figure on any reality TV show. So yeah,
that is very accurate. Well, that was our Brand Steel. Lots of fun. Last season we recapped the movie, which was like our sort of like palate cleanser type thing. This time was a Brand Steel. A little bit different flavor. Hopefully, the people liked it. People might want to, tell us if they're skunk or garbage, if they have an opinion there. And then next week we'll be back with more regular Aang and Their coverage. We'll be talking season 3, episode 1. So we will be back in your feeds next week talking regular Avatar.
Yeah. And where can people find you, Jacob?
People can find me on Twitter @JKRedman. You can also write into us at avatar@postshowrecaps.com. If you have any like questions about, any silly Brand Steel stuff or about season 3 or anything Avatar related, please do write in there. And Zach, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter @ZachMohammed32. And if you want to leave us a 5-star review so more of your homies can listen to us, you can do that at postshowrecaps.com/ATLA.
Yeah, that would be much appreciated. We do love doing this podcast, and we love all the people that go along with us for the adventure. So thank you so much. If you're in here listening to this Brand Steel, then a special thank you to you for keeping up with all of our shenanigans that we've gone on. But yeah, thank you so much, and we will be back next week. See you then.
Peace out.